on the latest on fusion. Well, let's now go back to our main story, events in Iran and the way information is coming out of there. The social networking website Twitter has been able to operate where most other independent media are restricted or shut down. Indeed, the US State Department's been in touch with Twitter to ask them to refrain from taking the site offline for maintenance work so Iranians could stay in touch with each other. The US State Department spokesman Ian Kelly said social networking sites were empowering the Iranian people.
This is about the Iranian people. This is about the giving their voices a chance to be heard. One of the ways that their voices are heard are through new media.
Well, joining me now is the BBC's Paul Coletti, who's been following the Twitter traffic about Iran over the last 24 hours. Paul, is a lot of stuff coming out? Are people using this, particularly the opposition?
Certainly people are using Twitter, there's no doubt about that. Yesterday at its peak, I think I counted about 20 tweets per second. That's these little 140-character messages. Are all these people Iranians? Well, that's not so clear. In my unscientific analysis, I would say a tiny handful are Iranians who are actually using it. The vast majority of traffic tagged to the Iranian election is from people who are simply voicing an opinion, trying to sway world opinion and move on the revolution, as they're calling it.
So it's not kind of coordinating the protests or making sure everyone goes to the same place or that kind of thing?
Plenty of messages coordinating protests, plenty of messages... alarmist messages saying, for example, the army is moving against the protesters, swiftly followed by contradictory messages saying, no, the army is not moving. This is disinformation from the Ahmadis. It's pretty much Mousavi supporters who seem to be using Twitter.
And they haven't been able to close it down. They've closed down a lot of things that are going on, a lot of internet sites, but not this one.
Indeed, the Iranian authorities are very good at closing down Facebook, MySpace, Gmail and other social networking sites. But the nature of Twitter means that it's difficult for them to do this. You can update Twitter not just via web access, but via your mobile phone. Now, we all know it's hard to get a phone call into a mobile phone in Iran, but it's pretty easy for Iranians to just send a quick 140-character message to a foreign Twitter number and therefore getting their message out. The problem is, as a journalist looking at the site amongst this vast flow of traffic, sifting out the genuine citizen messages from those who are simply egging them on, so to speak.
And indeed, there's also stuff coming out in the more normal ways, the emails and things. I'll just give you an email we've received. I'm a computer engineering student at Shiraz University. As you know, our people are very angry because of election results. We were in the university's library. We wanted to start our protest. Suddenly, anti-riot police surrounded the library, shot 4 or 5 tear gas, attacked us and arrested all of us. It was about 7 p.m. We were over 100 students. Another one says, in Shiraz, riot police surrounded the library of the School of Engineering in Mullah Sadra Street, Karazmi Library. Some of these security forces seem to be militia. They were beating students. Another one says, BBC, as usual, responding to mischief, an unashamed Zionist propaganda machine. Ahmadinejad's won the election, so just keep out. So clearly, views on both sides there. My thanks to Paul Coletti. And keep up to date with everything that's happening in Iran and elsewhere with NewsHour.